For Foxtel, JB and Billy, this is a special Friday bonus podcast for the Rush Hour.
Now, Fat, every now and then in life, something just lands beautifully in your lap.
Yes,
it doesn't happen often.
No.
But when it does, it is a superb thing.
So make the most of it.
So I'm in Lancashire playing in the Lancashire League, which is back in 1989. I'm playing for Nelson. Which is not a great part of the world, Bill.
Right.
Not great at all.
Bit
in fact,
feral.
All of the Lancashire League teams are basically along the same road. So, you know, there's Colne and Lower House is actually in Yorkshire, but then there's, Todmorden's in Yorkshire, Lower House, Nelson, Burnley. Bill, none of them are good.
Burnley.
Haslingden, Burnley in the news recently. Bill, none of them are good joints.
Yep.
Anyway, and when you're up there for 6 months playing in what wasn't a great comp, by the way, you're the only pro, and the rest of the players in the team vary from sort of second grade at best down to blokes that would battle to get a fourth grade game at Geelong. Yeah, the standard was pretty ordinary.
Is the weather good?
Not really. Not good. So 89 actually wasn't a bad summer because that's when Australia beat England in that famous series. Yeah. So it was great to be in England to see all of that. But it wasn't a cracking part of the world. Mm-hmm. But some of the pros I played against, Simon O'Donnell, he was at Haslingden. Jeez. East Lancs was Paul Rifle.
They would have dominated, surely.
Oh, no, they did. It was Big Goober. His team won.
Yeah.
His team won and he was unbelievable. You know, remember that slower ball he used to bowl?
Yeah.
He just got everyone out because they couldn't work it out.
And he'd make some runs.
I know. His team were unbelievable. But who was the big West Indian spinner?
Harper.
Roger Harper was at Bakeup. Wayne Daniel was at Rishton. So all of these amazing players. Big McMillan, who threatened AB with the machine gun.
Going to kill him.
He was playing for Rand's bottom.
That's 500 people in South Africa die every day. You won't be missed.
That's Bill. All of those blokes were playing there. Madassa Nazar was the Burnley pro. Anyway, so really every week you're just playing against them. The rest sort of made up the numbers. But you were playing against the other team's pro. Yeah. If you won.
So you were the pro at your club?
At Nelson.
Oh.
Anyway. Not a great joint, Bill, and by the end of it, fair to say I'd had enough.
Had enough.
Anyway, so I had to, the last day I was there before I had to fly out to India, funnily enough, because WA are playing a tournament in India, so I had to fly out of England to India. Oh. Last day I was there, I had to go and shut my bank account.
Oh.
So Barclays Bank in main drag of Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Bit of money in there, Jim?
Virtually none.
Oh.
You think I'd spend it all. Okay. Anyway, I had to go and take out whatever cash I had left in there and then shut the account. So I thought, where am I going to park? Main drag. Mm. And then I thought, stuff it. Mm. I'm just going to park straight out the front on the curb.
On the curb?
Yep. Anyway, so I parked. It was a car that had been lent to the club. So
car.
I parked it straight out the front on the curb and I went in to shut my bank account out. Anyway, I came back out and this car park attendant, parking attendant, cracked the shits with me.
Ooh.
Said, where do you think you're doing? Where do you think you're parking? You know, and I said, mate, because at this stage I knew I was going from there to Heathrow to fly out. So I said to him, mate, I'll park wherever I want. No, you won't.
Yes.
No, you won't. You'll do as you're told. I said, no, I won't. He said, yes, you will. And he said, and to the tune of doing as you're told, I've just written you out a £210 ticket.
210.
Which in 1989, Bill, was close to $600.
That's a lot of money.
Anyway, as I said, I had up my sleeve the fact that I was going straight from there to Heathrow. Mm. And what the other thing I knew is I was never going back to Nelson as long as that old ass. So I said, I said, mate, 200 and what did you say? 10? £210. I don't care if it's £2,010.
Oh,
I said, mate, I'm going from here to Heathrow and then I'm going to India and then I'm going to Australia and I ain't coming back here ever again. So you can jam your ticket up your ass. And I just drove off with him standing there.
Great. Perfect.
And, Bill, I thought I might never, ever get the chance to say that to a parking attendant again as long as I'm alive. And in the ensuing 30 years, I haven't.
No. But, and didn't hear anything from that?
Never heard another word from him or anyone else.
They're good, Sam. Bill, when you can say that and get away with it.
I had a smile on my face. It was about 4.5 hours down to Heathrow. I was laughing about it the whole way down. Anyway, all I can think of now, because he'd be in his late 70s, that bloke now.
Yeah.
He'd be sitting up there going, what about that wanker from Australia?
I guess what, Jim? He doesn't have to be over in England to say that.
Oh! I've heard blokes talk about it in the Cremorne.
It's a Rush Hour Friday bonus. Triple M.